Welcome to the High School Sports Spotlight on this Thursday. I'm Ty Taylor. We'll talk Sherrard girls track and field today with senior Kelsey Hutchins. She set the Sherrard record in the triple jump earlier this month, took home first place at the Illinois Top Times Indoor Championship last month, and the Tigers are looking for their third consecutive sectional championship in girls track and field. We'll talk with Kelsey Hutchins after this on WRMJ.
When you're in the market to buy, Zimmerman Honda can get you the Honda you want with new vehicles arriving daily. Come drive with the all-new 2023 Pilot, the family-friendly SUV fully equipped with uncompromising capability. Or check out the all-new 2023 Accord, fun to drive with world-class safety, efficiency, and design. Or the 2023 CR-V with a new look inside and out with more legroom and cargo space. Zimmerman Honda, John Deere Road, 70th Street, Moline, or visit ZimmermanHonda.com. Zimmerman Honda.
This is Nikki Lair. Have you ever had an accident with someone who didn't have car insurance? If so, you know how important it is to understand your auto coverage. If you're not sure your car insurance would protect you in this situation, you need to contact me, Country Financial Rep John Waugh's office. I can help you understand your policy so you get the protection that works for you. Call me, Nikki Lair, at 309-582-3455 to chat about your auto insurance needs today.
And Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com joining us on the High School Sports Spotlight this week for Sherrard is senior track and field standout Kelsey Hutchins, who's having a great season so far. As we start, we know you set the school record in the triple jump a few weeks ago for Sherrard. Can you talk about what that meant for you, setting the school record?
Yeah, so it meant the absolute world to me. I have been definitely putting in the work. So to break that record, I mean, it was everything I wanted and more. And I hope to keep breaking the record, my own record.
And earlier in the season, about a month ago, you were the triple jump champion at the Illinois Top Times Indoor Championship. Can you talk about how big of a deal that event is and how big of a deal it was to you winning it?
Yeah, so it was definitely a big deal. I just made sure to keep my composure. I was definitely just trying to stay calm. The event is very hard on your legs, on your everything. So it definitely is hard, but I just pushed through. And, you know, there's so many good triple jump competitors all across the board with me. And so going up against them, I was definitely a little bit nervous, but I just kept my composure and just did my thing. And every jump I had was better than the second place. So it was super cool.
So, yeah, after you ended up finishing in first place, what was the feeling like?
The feeling was incredible. I mean, I kind of expected myself to. I have really high standards for myself. So, I mean, I wasn't going to settle for anything less than that. But when I finally achieved it, I could finally relax. And I was like, wow, like I just did that. And it was just such a cool feeling because I've always wanted to do that since I was a freshman.
All right, so triple jump is the event you really shine in, right? So for people who don't follow track and field closely, can you kind of explain your approach and preparation to triple jump when you're competing?
Yeah, so pretty much a simple definition of triple jump is a skip, a hop, and then a jump into the sand pit. So my approach is definitely just to get a good runway through, sprint down the runway, so I can build up to get into those phases. My approach definitely is just to have a good warm-up and definitely just relax. I've learned over the years as I've gotten older, as I've aged as an athlete, to keep my composure and to not let my nerves get the best of me. So that's pretty much what what my head goes through when I compete.
All right, so Sherrard has a really proud tradition, especially in recent history in girls athletics. When you look across the board, volleyball, girls basketball, softball, track and field too, all have seen a lot of success in the recent years. Can you explain what the culture is like at Sherrard when it comes to girls sports? For you, why do you think there's been so much success over the years?
Yeah, so honestly, I just think it's our drive. Like, we just have a drive to be the best, and we know that other schools don't like us. So it gives us fuel to make them hate us even more. But honestly, I would just have to say the coaching staff over here is just incredible. They're always pushing, at least for the sports that I compete in here. The coaches are always pushing us to be better each and every day. And if that means hard work, then that's what it is. And I think that's what sets us apart from the other schools.
All right, and Sherrard and girls track and field back-to-back sectional champions looking for a three-peat this year. And I know you've got a really strong team and a really strong group of girls on the girls' side in track and field. Can you talk a little bit kind of about the makeup of the team and a few of your standout teammates?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that we just shine in every, like, we just have someone in every event, and that's what helps us. Our Coach Volker, he really sets it up really nice, our meets, so that we have someone in each event. And, you know, we've got some really top sprinters, Lily Russell, Sarah Neal, Katie Anderson. We got a lot of freshmen coming in who are really fast, so that helps a lot. And we got pole vaulters. Our distance is absolutely amazing. Our 4x8 is awesome. So we just really have someone in every event that can get us points, and that's what makes up our total points.
All right, looking down the line for you, both individually and team-wise, what are some goals and some things that you're hoping to accomplish here in your senior season at track and field at Sherrard?
My goals are just to take it day by day. I definitely have a lot of goals for myself, including just beating my record over and over and over again. I'm never satisfied with where I'm at, and I think that's why I am a little bit set apart, because I just have such high standards for myself, and I never want to settle. So I would love to finish first at the Eastern Illinois State track meet. So that's definitely my biggest goal right now. But again, just taking it day by day, not rushing anything, not letting anyone else's numbers get in my head, just focusing on me. And I just want to keep competing and doing my best.
All right, Kelsey Hutchins joining us on WRMJ. Kelsey, who sounds better on the radio, you or your dad? Who do you think?
I don't know. I think it's maybe me. I think I missed my calling. Yeah, even better than my brother, too.
All right, that is Sherrard senior track and field athlete Kelsey Hutchins joining us. Multi-talented, right? Listen to her on the radio. She did a great job. Kelsey, thanks for talking with us, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right, and I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.